Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 231. And we're going to start off with this from Frightmare Farms Haunted Scream Park in Fulton, New York. If you missed last year's Scream Break, here is your chance to get a taste of fear throughout the year. Frightmare Farms presents Summer Scream for one weekend only, June 17th and 18th from 8:45 p.m. until 10:45 p.m. Limited tickets available. This off-season event is our extremely dark event with very limited lighting. Each group will receive one glow stick to help guide them through the estate. Only one attraction is open for this special Scream event. See our website for updates and details. Get that information at FrightmareFarmsNY.com. We have this news from Broadhead Manor in Broadhead, Wisconsin. Historic Broadhead Manor was built in 1906 as the first high school in Broadhead, Wisconsin. In 1939, an addition was added which doubled the size of the structure, including a gymnasium, stage, band room, and library. Now attending all grades from K through 12 until the new high school and elementary schools were built, it served as the middle school until its closing in 1996. This 60,000 square foot building was vacant for 22 years until 2018, when it was purchased to host a haunted house attraction. Now known as the Haunted House That Really Is Haunted, it has been investigated by multiple paranormal teams from around the country with interesting results. Want to investigate the old middle school? We're now scheduling day or night investigations and private tours. We'll also be offering ghost hunts open to the public for investigations hosted by a professional paranormal team. Follow our Facebook page for upcoming public events. Call or message for prices and dates available at facebook.com/Broadhead Manor. We have this news from the Myers House NC and Onset Cinema. Onset Cinema is heading to the small town of Gatlin, Iowa on July 9th to join He Who Walks Behind the Rose for a very special screening of Stephen King's Children of the Corn. We're excited to announce that this time we're bringing director Fritz Kirsch with us. This will be Fritz's first time back to Iowa since filming took place in the early 1980s. He'll be joining us for a special filming, locations, bus tour, autograph signing, and Q&A. Children of the Corn was filmed in several small towns throughout western Iowa, but we'll be showing the movie in the heart of Gatlin in the town of Whiting, outside in front of the infamous Outlander flagpole. Children of the Corn historian John Sullivan from childrenofthecornmovie.com will also be returning to Gatlin. He'll be joining us on the filming locations bus tour, and we'll be doing a filming location walking tour around downtown Whiting for all ticket holders. Fans can see exactly where the action took place and get some insight into the behind-the-scenes making of this movie. Get all event details at MyersHouseNC.com/OnsetCinema. We have this update from the Haunted Halloween at Blackstone Cemetery Home Haunt in Brampton, Ontario, Canada. Blackstone Cemetery returns for 2022. It's still very tentative and we'll have to see what October brings, but plans are afoot to bring back the Blackstone Cemetery display just in time for Halloween. Stay tuned for more details and keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Blackstone Cemetery. We have an update from Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood, California. Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood returns September 8th and just made their first maze announcement, Universal Monsters Legends Collide. Notorious horror icons The Wolfman, Dracula, and The Mummy come together for the first time ever in an epic battle against a soundtrack composed by Slash. This bi-coastal experience will transport guests to the 19th century with a trio of monsters seeking one thing, the Amulet of Ra. The Wolfman believes this ancient relic contains the power to finally lift his dreaded curse, while Dracula and the Mummy have nefarious plans to use it to bring humankind to its knees. With the full moon on the rise and a race against time, guests find themselves entangled in a bloodthirsty battle between the terrifying titans. And only one will survive. Tickets are on sale soon at HalloweenHorrorNights.com. We have this news from the Sleepy Hollow Haunted Theme Park in Des Moines, Iowa. The new Summer Screams event at Sleepy Hollow will be a night of terror and fun you will never forget. The evening begins with a Circus of the Macabre, a dark sideshow event with performers from all over the country, including Las Vegas. The park will be alive with scary carnival games, bone-chilling events, and food vendors to satisfy your hunger. Live music will bring you to your feet to see one of Iowa's most up-and-coming bands, and perhaps, if you're feeling lucky, join in the axe-throwing tournament to win great prizes. After the Circus of the Macabre curtains go down, the truly brave who have chosen to camp with us all night will be initiated into a new form of horror event. The haunted campground will awaken with ghost stories, team challenges, and scavenger hunts covering the expanse of the Sleepy Hollow. Think you can hide in your tent? Maybe not. For creatures of the night and hordes of clowns may visit you while you sleep. There is no rest for the tormented. Get more information at facebook.com/Sleepy Hollow Haunted Scream Park. We have this news from the Abattoir Haunted Attraction in Vincennes, Indiana. Vincennes' newest attraction and only haunted attraction, come and face your fears and the things that go bump in the night at Abattoir. We bought a bunch of old 1980s animatronics for the haunt. We heard they were cursed. Come see for yourself July 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd from 6 to 11 p.m. We're located at 321 North 2nd Street in Vincennes, Indiana. Get more information at facebook.com/AbattoirVincennes. That's Abattoir Vincennes. We have some toy news from Funko via BloodyDisgusting.com. Another Funkoween is upon us, and with halfway to Hallow's Eve celebrations, we begin with some fun horror reveals. The Twitter account Funko Pop News shares the first wave of horror-themed Funko toys from Funkoween 2022, and included in the mix is horror franchise icon, the Leprechaun. This is the first ever officially licensed toy of the Warwick Davis character. Another reminder that Funko also gives love to horror movies than other toy companies wouldn't dare. We're also getting a new Hannibal Lecter toy based on the Silence of the Lambs, as well as another new pop vinyl toy of Sam from Michael Dougherty's Trick or Treat. Expect more Funkoween reveals coming soon. And of course, when we get those, we'll let you know. We have an update from Oklahoma City's HorrorCon coming to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We have a new guest announcement, Tom Morga, who's an American stuntman, stunt coordinator, and actor best known for his various roles in Star Trek, Halloween 4, Friday the 13th Part 5, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Tom is also the only actor to play Jason Voorhees, Leatherface, and Michael Myers. Tom's acting and stunt credits are very impressive. Halloween 4, Friday the 13th Part 5, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Pirates of the Caribbean, Ghostbusters, Star Trek, and Shawshank Redemption are just a few of his impressive credits. Tom's also doubled for Jeff Goldblum, Tim Robbins, Harold Ramis, John Travolta, and many more. Please help us welcome the extremely talented Tom Morga to Oklahoma City's HorrorCon August 6th and 7th. Get your tickets now for the scariest horror event of the summer. For tickets, visit horrorconokc.com. And remember, kids 12 and under are free. We have an update to Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Midsummer Scream returns July 29th through the 31st, and we need the help of people who can provide great customer service to fellow fans of haunts, horror, and Halloween. We're looking for dedicated, determined, slightly devilish event staff to help out with Midsummer Scream located at the Long Beach Convention Center. If you're interested and available to work, please complete the form on our site. Pay is $15 an hour, and whatever days you are scheduled for, you will work 6 to 8 hours, but no more than 8 hours in one day. A link for more information and an application can be found on their Facebook page, facebook.com/midsummerscream, or you can visit their website, midsummerscream.org. We have a little hiring news from Undead in the Water Haunted Attraction in Tampa, Florida. We're hiring scare actors for a variety of roles across 13 nights in September and October. We offer competitive pay and you get the opportunity to work on a real World War II era ship. Auditions are Friday, June 3rd, beginning at 6, Saturday, July 23rd, beginning at 1, and Saturday, August 13th, beginning at 1. Auditions will be held at the American Victory Ship located at 705 Channelside Drive in Tampa, right behind the Florida Aquarium. There's a right fit for everyone who wants to perform this Halloween and Christmas. And be prepared to move. Get more information at undeadinthewater.com. And finally, we have this news from the Jaws franchise via BloodyDisgusting.com. As a young kid, Jonathan Searle appeared alongside his real-life brother in Steven Spielberg's horror classic, Jaws. Credited as Boy Swimmer with Cardboard Fin, all these decades later, in a wild twist of fate that even Hollywood's top screenwriters couldn't script, the now 56-year-old Jonathan Searle has just been appointed police chief of Oak Bluffs in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, the actual island where Spielberg filmed Jaws back in the 70s. Jonathan Searle was voted in as police chief of Oak Bluffs just last week, the Vineyard Gazette reports, almost 50 years after a young Searle played a prankster in Spielberg's Jaws. I'm clearly elated and I'm humbled and honored to have been offered the position, Searle told the Gazette. It's something I've been working toward my whole career. The Big Scary Show offers their congratulations to Jonathan Searle. And here's hoping nothing swims by for dinner. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, It is getting hot out there. The weather is changing. The spring is turning into summer. Various parts of the country are getting very, very warm, including where I am. Ew. And while some of you still might be getting some cool weather, I hate the hot, hot weather. Although, if there is one good thing about it, it is time to pull out some of your favorite t-shirts and just wear them proudly, because it is t-shirt weather. Now, I may have a problem collecting t-shirts. I've got currently roughly 237 black t-shirts with various haunts and bands and things on them, but I'm always up to grabbing one or two more at places like Transworld, from a company where I did pick up a shirt this year, actually, so maybe I'm up to 238 this year. And of course, one of my favorite companies to buy my t-shirts at is Haunt Shirts at Transworld. They were busy as can be. They were in a different location this year, and every time I walked by, people were just buying the hoodies, the t-shirts, the onesies, shorts, the leggings, whatever. So I needed to find out what's going on with Haunt Shirts for 2022, because they did tease me at Transworld, and I think we might get a couple of teases today. Who knows? James and Melissa Winton run Haunt Shirts. James is occupied with the hockey game tonight, so I have Melissa on the line from their home in North Dallas, Texas. Melissa, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. The temperature was, 97 on Saturday, so that was great. I was wearing my Haunter by Nation, my Nature shirt out there, very comfortable, very cool, even though I was sweating like a pig, but I digress. Love the shirts. Picked up a brand new one at Transworld, the black jack-o'-lantern with the orange eyes and mouth. Love it. Wear it all the time. Let's just ask, how was your Transworld? You were in a different location than normally, and as I've mentioned, every time I walked past, you just had piles of people waving fistfuls of dollars at you, wanting more and more stuff.
Yeah. Well, Transworld was amazing. If I could sum it up into a single word, it would be unbelievable. It was definitely our record-breaking year in so many ways. We did move. We worked with the Transworld team. We had mentioned to them that we wanted to we were going to be going up in size. We went from a 10 by 20 to a 10 by 30, and we wanted to be closer to the door. We were trying to get closer to the other Texas Haunters that are at the front of the up there of Transworld with Winhinge's Creek and Stiltby Studios. And so we kind of wanted to be closer to our Texas family haunters there. And Rich and Jen were really awesome and were able to find us a location and move some people around. And so we were literally right as soon as you walk through the door. As soon as you walk through the door and you look to your left, we were there. And we couldn't have asked for a better spot. It was amazing. We will probably never move from that spot. We are going to stay permanent there. Everything, it just all was this wonderful like combination of things to make it a super, super successful show this year.
I'd definitely love to hear that. What would you say was the best seller at Transworld this year regarding Haunt Shirts?
Oh,
and have to be a shirt.
I would say that the number one seller was our new onesies. We introduced onesies during the pandemic in 2020. And we obviously there was no show, but we did like an online show and we got a huge response. So then we brought the onesies, the same ones that we introduced online in 2020 to Transworld last year. And they were a huge success. And so what our plan was is to each year showcase or bring a new design. So this year we showed up with our skeleton onesie, and we had two color versions, a white and a green. And we sold out of our inventory of those, and most of our pumpkin and onesies as well, which we have three different color variations on it. And so it was really awesome having brought over 200 units and selling almost all of them, which was just unbelievable. But then our next one, and it's so funny that I'm about to segue into this because you'd mentioned the really, really hot, you know, summer's here. It's making its debut. It's, you know, it's letting everybody know how hot it is. Okay. This year was the year that we kind of debuted our line of Hawaiian inspired tank tops. So we took a very common Hawaiian theme of aloha and made it Alohalloween, and hang 10 to hang 10 31. And so we had these beach themed Halloween, you know, incorporated designs on these tank tops. So yes, those of you that are in really hot areas, now you have a tank top that you can check out or, you know, take wear on these really hot days. And then we also debuted our shorts. So we have our 1031 basketball and track shorts. And those were also a huge, huge, huge success. So all of those new ones were really, really big.
I can only imagine somebody's face in a particular Florida town when he finds out that you're doing Hawaiian shirts. Oh, I know he's just going to be waving money at you. But
and what's so funny is that we came up with the idea during the pandemic. James was, he was forced into a furlough. And so it was kind of this like joke. He was like, look, if I am going to be furloughed for a week, I'm taking a vacation. And we went to Florida. That's where we're originally from anyway, or had lived for a very long time. And we spent the week on the beach and just kind of sitting there, enjoying the sand. We're talking haunt shirts. And James and I just suddenly at the same time had the same idea of, oh my gosh, you know, what if we did something that was, you know, beach themed? What if we did, you know, because there are plenty of beach towns that still celebrate Halloween. There are a lot of haunters in Florida. There's a lot of haunters in California, Southern California. There's haunters in Hawaii. I know they order from us. So we have all of these beach areas that are not getting repped. Everybody thinks Halloween and you immediately associate it with Salem, Massachusetts, or, you know, some haunted place. And, you know, little do a lot of people know, but that Florida is like the most haunted place in the, you know, like the world or something like that. St. Augustine is like the haunted hot spot of the world and stuff. And it's like, they need to be repped. And so that's when we came up with those beach themed, Halloween themed designs. And we've been having a lot of fun with them.
I do want to mention that I noticed you and a couple of your other staff that were working the booth were wearing leggings this year, which was a brand new thing. I loved the ones that were half striped, half jack-o'-lanterns. How long have you been doing those?
We debuted a whole lot of new things this year. And the reason why is because we're actually moving away from wholesale and into manufacturing. So we actually have a manufacturer. They are manufacturing our stuff. So we have a little bit more control over it, and it's over what it is that we're designing and what it is that we want to make, because we have been and we will continue to be a gender neutral company. We are going to continue to be a size inclusive company. And that was one of the hurdles that we kept running into early on, you know, in our business, is that when you're going through wholesalers, they decide what they're going to provide you when it comes to manufactured clothes. And we know that there is a lot of real small petite people, and there's a lot of larger people, and we weren't able to provide to them because a lot of these wholesalers don't have that petite clothing or the extra smalls, or they don't have anything above a 2X or a 3X. And we hated not being able to service that because we want to be a size inclusive company. And by manufacturing our own stuff, we have a bigger, a better control over that. So we were able for the first time to provide onesies up to a 5X, almost extra small, and even youth sizes up to a 5X. And then we were testing out the new stuff like the leggings. And then we have these, we call them slouchy shirts that kind of hang off your shoulder and everything that had a lot of witch themed designs on it. And so it was, we tested them out. They were also a huge, huge success. We really loved the response that we got at Trans World and continue to get. And so we're now going to, we'll be able to manufacture those up to larger sizes as well.
Wonderful. Who makes these designs? Who comes up with these? Is it you? Is it James? Do you have an in-house artist? Do you, you know, look to different people? Or, you know, some of your stuff is very simple, a simple jack-o'-lantern, which, you know, anyone can do. Or, you know, some of your other shirts, the home is where the haunt is, you know, that's some very nice artwork there. Do you commission people to do that work, or do you do it all yourself, or how does that work?
So when we first started 5-6 years ago, we had a business partner who is the screen printing business, and they had artists in house. So some of the first designs, we told them what we were wanting, but they were the artists that put it together. And then probably in our second, third year, I told James, you know, James was tinkering around with designs and so was I. And we didn't even know that we were doing that. Like, I didn't know he was doing it. He didn't know I was doing it. Until one day we kind of came to him and said, "Hey, I got some ideas for some, you know, shirt designs." And I tried communicating it to the artist, and he's not getting it. So, you know, this is what I had. And they were like, "Oh yeah, let's put that on the shirt." And it became a big success. And then very, very quickly, we realized that we don't need to rely on anybody else. We have the skill to be able to design our shirts. So that the first year and a half, 2 years, it wasn't us, but then going, it was our concept, but it wasn't our hand. And since then, all of the designs are James and me.
Okay. I love the wide range. Some of it looks like it's 70s retro stuff. Some of it looks ultra modern. A lot of it is just classic, you know, witches, pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns, that kind of stuff, which is, you know, the true spirit of Halloween, which is what makes these so good. Do you do work for, say, haunted attractions? If somebody came to you and said, "I need an order of t-shirts with our logo on it," things like that, is that something you can do, or is that not something you
can do? Yeah, that was one of the tiers of our business when we first started, and we continue to do that. Because we have this relationship with the screen printer, we're able to provide screen printing services to anybody who needs them, and we're able to get them at a very, very competitive price because of the volume that our partner does. I won't name drop, but they screen print for a lot of huge events and huge companies. So when they get an order, it's not, you know, 100 shirts. Typically, they get orders of like 20,000 shirts. And so that benefits us in being able to provide such a competitive price to our customers. But yes, we provide screen printing. And then on top of that, we also provide art. So West Coast Haunters Convention, for example, they came to us. We did print their shirts and hoodies for them. And I was the one who came up with I did the artwork for them. So I have done artwork for several different haunts and different events. I did the artwork 2 years in a row for HauntCon. Their shirt artwork was me. I did that. So yeah, we provide all of that as well.
Very, very nice. I do like to hear that you're keeping it all local and everything. So, and I know you travel to different shows. You know, you go to Trans World. I know you're probably going to be at Texas Haunters Convention. I have seen you at HauntCon. I've seen you at the retail show. Where are you planning on vending some of your stuff and rolling out some of those designs this year?
We will be at Texas Honors Convention. We have been involved and shown at Texas Honors Convention since they started, and it's a show that we support wholeheartedly. We're actually one of the sponsors of the show this year. We love that it's in our backyard, and we really want to see this grow into something of a mainstay in the haunt community and it, for the future. And so we will be there, but that will be the only other show that we do. It's hard for us to go to other shows with the inventory that we had. We tried going to like MHC for a couple of years. It's so much different than like going to St. Louis. Going to St. Louis, we can take our trailer and we drive. Driving all the way to Ohio, you know, we do have actual jobs, and our bosses will not let us take that much time off. So we tried flying and having our stuff shipped, and every single year we had damage. The costs of shipping and the costs of the travel itself didn't pay out in the business aspect of it, because the problem with like MHC is that so very many people who go to MHC go to Transworld. So most of our, we've already sold to most of our customers. So we lose a huge percentage of customers because they already purchased it at Transworld. And so it didn't really make sense for us to vend there. We hope to be able to go back to MHC just for, you know, entertainment purposes, because we miss it, and we would love to go and, you know, do the show, the costume ball and all that kind of stuff. And hang out with our haunters friends. When we first started out, we tried to do as many shows as we could, and what we've realized is that the expense outweighs, unfortunately, so we keep it kind of close. If we can drive to it, then we'll go to it. Otherwise, you can catch our stuff online and sure. on Facebook and on Instagram and just about every social media that there is.
Well, I can only imagine if this really takes off with the, you know, manufacturing and everything, maybe you won't need those other pesky jobs, and you can devote this full time, and then you can travel to all the shows. Who knows?
Who knows? That's true. I mean, it's my end goal is to get to a place where you walk into Hot Topic and you're going to see haunt shirts. That's my end goal, is to be able to get our stuff into huge retailers like Hot Topic, or even places like PacSun or Spencer's, or, you know, those types of retailers, Journeys and such. That's something that I would like to do. And, you know, who knows, maybe we'll end up having our own brick and mortar.
What about a place like Halloween Express?
So when it comes to Halloween retailers, we do have Halloween retailers who contact us and put our shirts into their stores. Some of them put their logos. They ask us to put their logos on our shirts, like on the back print, which we do. If you have a local Halloween store or party store that sells clothing and whatnot, we will be there. And on top of that, we have haunts, actual haunted attractions, who contact us to put our designs or our stuff into their merchandise stores at their haunt location. So I'm not going to name the name, but you might just see some of our onesies in. You might see our onesies in their merch shop.
I will be looking wherever I go this year. I will be looking at the merch's booths and seeing what they have. Let's wind this down a little bit quickly. For people wanting to see the line of shirts that you have, all the designs that you've come up with, maybe the stuff that's new, some of the classic stuff that you have. You know, you mentioned that you have websites, social medias, and things. How can people order haunt shirts? Because now is the time to be buying t-shirts, so you can break them in and get that slight gray tint to them by the fall, which is what everybody tries to do when they get a black t-shirt these days. And all that good stuff, so people can get more information about Haunt shirts. Maybe they want some leggings or a onesie or some shorts or some stickers or hats or whatever. What are the websites and social medias?
Okay, well, Haunt shirts. It's hauntshirts.com. And like I said, any social media platform, it's at Haunt shirts. So can't mess it up there. It is our name.
One last question. While you were sitting on the beach in Florida deciding to do Hawaiian shirts, any thought about doing swimwear?
That's funny that you say that. That has kind of been discussed. It's not something that we have. It is something that we've discussed. I don't know if it's something that we're going to necessarily launch. I did kind of make a joke about a bikini top being pumpkins. So who knows? Maybe beachwear or swimwear will be something that we present. But that's a whole nother animal.
I can only imagine how scary it would be to see me in a Speedo. But anyway, while you're trying to get the eye bleach out, let's go over this one more time. Hauntshirts.com. Check out their website. View all the shirts, all the other clothing out there. Look for the Hawaiian stuff coming out soon. Maybe swimwear or something in the future, but check back early and often. All the social medias, look for Haunt shirts, and you will find everything you need, because this is the season to be getting those out and proudly displaying them. And I will say that since I've bought the black jack-o'-lantern shirt at Transworld, I have gotten a couple of weird stares at the grocery store, so I know I'm doing something right. So it's always
Halloween. I always get weird shit or stares and such whenever I wear my stuff. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of I don't remember which one of our shirts I was wearing. It might have been Halloween Lifestyle on Easter, and and I'm at the grocery store, and the cashier was an older lady, and she was just beside herself, did not understand why I could be or how I could be possessed to wear a Halloween shirt on Easter. And that was a great moment for me to kind of troll her a little bit, which I couldn't resist.
Well, you said it. You just said it. You were possessed. That's all you had to say.
I was possessed.
Fantastic.
I was possessed by the spirit of Halloween.
As we all are. James and Melissa Winton own Haunt Shirts at hauntshirt.com. They live in the Dallas area, but they will ship everywhere. Go visit their websites. Go visit their social medias. Go check out everything they have and buy their stuff, because we love this kind of stuff. It's the perfect weather to do so. Melissa, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. I will not be at Texas Haunters Convention, but we will have somebody from the show out there. So if they come by the booth, please say hi, and I'm sure they would like to check out everything you've got as well.
Absolutely. You will be missed.
Well, maybe next year. But anyway, folks, this is Drew Badger wearing Haunters by Nature proudly, and the jack-o'-lantern shirt, and probably about three or four other haunt shirts that I have in my wide collection. And this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.